Lakeland. On January 15, at about 1:30 p.m. Cold Lake RCMP, the RCMP Emergency Response Team, ERT, and RCMP Police Dog Service followed an investigation related to a stolen vehicle to a residence in the Elizabeth Mady settlement. Cold Lake RCMP received information that a stolen vehicle had been tracked for several hours by GPS after having been stolen the night prior from a business parking area in Bonneville, according to a statement released by Cold Lake RCMP. Police received reports that the suspects traveling in the stolen vehicle were armed with firearms after an altercation had allegedly occurred at a residence in Fishing Lake Mady settlement. RCMP were updated that the vehicle had stopped moving at a residence on the Elizabeth Mady settlement. As officers approached, the vehicle fled to the end of the driveway where it stopped and reversed into a nearby police dog service vehicle, stated RCMP. The car then fled the area, however, it had ran over tire deflation devices while doing so. Police located the vehicle abandoned a short distance away after it had become stuck in the snow with deflated tires. According to RCMP, police were able to track the suspects to a nearby residence where a witness advised RCMP members the suspects who had allegedly fled the vehicle were in possession of what appeared to be firearms. Cold Lake and the RCMP Police Dog Service then established containment of a portion of the Elizabeth Mady settlement area and called for assistance of the RCMP ERT, according to the press release. Officers used the police vehicle PA to communicate with the suspects inside the residence, resulting in the surrender of a male suspect, stated police. At around 5 p.m., RCMP ERT arrived on scene. The remaining suspects surrendered themselves to officers shortly after the arrival of RCMP ERT, the statement continued. Following the arrests of the suspects, police reported having recovered two firearms. Lane Solway Marshall, 23, Jalen Favel, 18, and Colton Moya, 19, were charged with several criminal code offenses in relation to the incident on January 15. All three have been charged with possession of stolen property, resisting a police officer, flight from police, assaulting a police officer, unauthorized possession of firearms in a motor vehicle, and possession of prohibited firearm, X2. Solway Marshall was additionally charged with operating a motor vehicle while prohibited. Favel was also charged with two counts of failing to comply with conditions of a release order. Moya is charged with five counts of failure to comply with condition of a release order, as well as two counts of breaching of a prohibition order for firearm possession. Favel and Moya had been remanded into custody until their court dates on January 19, which took place at the provincial court in Cold Lake. Solway Marshall was released following a judicial hearing with a justice of the peace on a $1,000 promise to pay. Solway Marshall was also scheduled to appear on January 19 at the provincial court in Cold Lake. As this matter is now before the courts, the RCMP will not be providing any further updates.